Friday morning on your home of sport SEN, a reminder coverage of Bulldogs and Storm tonight right here. Through the course of the day, sport wall to wall. We're covering Masters, we're covering Rugby League. The AFL round kicked off last night with Brisbane winning their Super Rugby tonight. The netball is on SEN over the weekend, first weekend of the Super Netball. We're obliged to say good luck to the Mavericks playing their first game. Did you know on this day, we missed it earlier today, James, I believe today, April 12th, was the first day of Manly and Parramatta. They played their first games on April 12th, 1947.
Yeah, right.
Wow, wow, wow.
Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary. Both entered the comp on the same day.
Played their first games, yeah, in 47, yeah.
Against who?
I think Newtown was the opponent of Parramatta. They both lost. I'll double check. I'll double check my... It was a windy day.
Yeah, it was just a
separate breeze, and I think it was 21 degrees, is my memory of the matches.
You would have been 13 or so at the time.
1947, yeah. Yes. No, very good.
Shut up!
So
Chuck.
It's all there. No, he's just end of the week, and
he's had a sausage and egg McMuffin. He's up and about.
This one, Miles says, just on Knights Roosters last night, I did see Jackson Hastings screaming for the ball a number of occasions, but he never seemed to receive it when he wanted it. We need a ball running number six. There was instance, I do remember, where they were going to do a shift the full left and they straightened up. And then on the next play, they still wanted to go left and it went right. And I saw Hastings blow up. That's one instance I saw as a commentator.
Is that Brayley's fault?
Well, possibly. I'd have to go back and look at the play, but perhaps the voice is not strong enough or often enough. Yeah, it's okay, you say once in a while. But to me, last night, and it's not the reason they lost, but it certainly didn't help them try and win, was 6 and 7 did not step up when they realised their fullback, their main man, was incapacitated for 25 minutes of the first half. They don't take a run.
Yep.
Like, you've got to own it.
Will Price, get him in the side.
Manly and Parramatta played their first matches straight away on the text. Nathaniel, he comes back in again. Manly and Parramatta played their first matches in the Premiership competition. Manly pipped 15-13 by Western Suburbs at Brookvale. That was the Magpies, despite scoring 3-1.
So 15-13.
Three point tries back then.
Yeah, okay,
so 3-1, yes. So Manly scored 3 tries, yeah, and kicked a couple of goals and... Magpies kicked 6 goals that day. Or maybe 2-point field goals as well. Parramatta were beaten 34-12 by Newtown at Cumberland Oval. So the two new clubs in that year got to play at their home match and both lost. But it's well worth marking the day. Well worth marking the day. We're currently in negotiation with Matty John's people about getting him on for a minute on the program.
What's it cost us?
A bit. Yeah. I probably should have had that Macca's app. Today, that's blown.
Jeez, I hope somebody went down to Cremorne and got your order.
Doubled up, paid twice.
Be a waste otherwise. Someone might be cold, but still get down there.
For thedogs.com.au, James, a fellow Olympian, Simon Orchard, is on the program. Not Simon Orchard, Simon Orchard, James. Repeat after me 100 times.
Yes, yes. The problem is I read it. I know Orchard, but I read it every time. Simon, another big weekend, the golden Easter egg. It's a little bit later than Easter this year, but it's here.
Yeah, good morning, boys. Good morning, listeners. You're right, Missile. Golden Easter egg pushed back a week last week. All that rain, it absolutely demolished our tracks, boys. Of course, for those who aren't aware, mostly a sand-based track, and they were just flooded away. So if someone out there can invent some sort of apparatus to protect the greyhound track, you're going to be a multimillionaire because we lose meetings, and these things are worth a stack of money to the industry. So there's one for all you avid listeners, come up with something that can protect our greyhound tracks because we had to wash out 4 meetings last week, but it's all been shoveled forward to tonight and tomorrow night. Grab your pens right now because I'm about to give you some good oil ahead of tonight's races and, of course, the Golden Easter Egg semis tomorrow. Tonight, if you want to have a play, there's 9 heats of the Ultra Sense. It's a $25,000 feature. Race 1, number 3. So you can get your money in the first with leg speed. Race 1, number 3, the best bet on the card tonight. Race 7, number 2, Warhawk, I reckon, is also a good play. So that's 1, 3, and 7, 2 tonight at Wentworth Park. And then tomorrow, boys, these are the big ones. 4 semi-finals of the Golden Easter Egg. $350,000 up for grabs next week. But tomorrow, the top two from each semi will go through to the final. The best bets on the program tomorrow night, race 4, number 3, Be Wowed. That's a son of Wow doing wonderful things. 4, 3, Be Wowed. Race 5, number 4, Smooth Plane. That's the first of the semis. And then race 7, number 1, Nangar Larry, who is owned by none other than the great Storm fullback Ryan Pappenhausen, as well as Tom Papley from the Sydney Swans. Mitchie Beer, one of the best thoroughbred owners going around in the moment. A big ownership group involved in Nangar Larry. He's finally drawn the red box. And for those out there who love backing the cherry, Nangar Larry has never lost in the red bid, boys. So there's a bit of an omen bet tomorrow. And if you like the Storm or the Swans or Mitchie Beer, get behind Nangar Larry as well, because he's one of the best greyhounds we've got in the business. And, of course, that all goes off tomorrow night. The finals, April 20. That's next weekend. We're going to give away $500,000 in prize money, boys. So looking forward to the Golden East Reg final next week as well.
Love that. Love that. And there's also, it's National Adoption Day. Is that right?
It sure is. Sunday. So we've got a big couple of days ahead on the track. And then Sunday, National Adoption Day down at the Entertainment Quarter in Moore Park. It's the biggest adoption day of the year, boys. We partner greyhounds as pets, of course, with Dogs in the Park. It kicks off at 10 a.m. Moore Park in Sydney. It runs all the way through to 4 o'clock. There's over 40 dogs down there waiting to meet you. They're de-sexed, they're vaccinated, they're microchipped, they're full of fun. And for anyone who knows greyhounds, they are the best dog at Zoomies, boys, which is where the dog just runs in circles like it's absolutely lost its mind. The greyhound loves a Zoomie. And I say this with serious intent. They're a wonderful breed of dog. I think they get a bad rap still from time to time, but they're so friendly. They're so affectionate. They're pretty quiet. They're pretty clean. And I tell you what, for those out there who don't like walking around the block too many times, they're very lazy, boys. They like about 5 to 10 minutes of exercise, and then they're straight back on the couch to watch your favourite football team go around. Or maybe it's a maths, I reckon, missile for you, for Vossi. Of course, reruns of The Fan, whatever you might be watching.
He watches himself.
old rugby league matches. No, I'm watching games
from
47, just going back over the archives there. I watch very little TV, I must say. I watch the poker.
There's not much on these days.
I wouldn't know if there was or not. James is my conduit towards reality TV.
He just spends all his time on adult websites, Simon, if I'm being honest.
Like history sites and all that sort of thing. Yeah,
we must be getting close to 9 o'clock in the Matty Johnson crew if we're going into adult territory.
Oh, well, you two get a room and carry on with your chat. Simon, sounds like great entertainment at Wentworth Park. Just add it to things we need to get to this weekend, hey?
Mm.
Yeah, of course, boys. Get down there. 10 a.m. You can be walking out the gate with your new best mate. Have a great weekend, everyone.
Good work. From Simon Orchard at thedogs.com.au to the Masters for Golf Space. Cameron Davis, best of the Aussies at -3 in the clubhouse. Bryson DeChambeau, -7, a 65. Scotty Scheffler, -6. Danny Willett, -4. Ryan Fox in the clubhouse at -3. Rory McIlroy, who I wagered on, is -1, one under par today. Tiger Woods is -1 through 8. Adam Scott, -1 through 8 holes as well. He's in the mix on day 1 of the US Masters. So that'll continue right over the weekend. But, of course, I don't know whether Matty Johns is obliged. Is he going to put Denton Kemp in charge of the golf desk? Do they have a golf desk in Morning Glory?
I wouldn't have thought so.
Will they do a little bit of Masters? Do they play the music? Probably not. All right. You'll have to find out yourself what happens with the scores. Get on the open line, Great Southern Bank open line, right now, 1300 01 1170. Let's come home hard here on this Friday morning, James. You up for it? Last 20? Yeah.
I'm ready, Vossi. I was just thinking, those greyhounds, that sounds like your sort of speed.
Yeah.
Doesn't need much exercise. It's happy to sit and watch the footy.
That's a great idea.
Just get yourself a greyhound.
Good pooch. It is 19 minutes to 9.